The Coffee Break Liberty Podcast, Episode 57. Hello and welcome back, everybody, to the Coffee Break Liberty Podcast with me, your host, Leo Sowers, again behind the mic. And this is an emergency broadcast. Well, not really. But it's in quick reaction to what happened the other night. I'm recording this Friday night, and last night there was a debate. But we'll get into that in a moment. Before we jump into that, I want to remind you guys about the store at coffeebreakliberty.com. So when you go to coffeebreakliberty.com, in the upper portion of the page, there is a store tab, and I want you to click on it. And when you do, you're going to see coffee mugs, stickers, cell phone cases, t-shirts, laptop cases, all the stuff, all the things you want to see. Everything with the Coffee Break logo, Coffee Break Liberty logo, sorry about that, that you would ever want to see. And we also have other mugs with like libertarian-esque and anarchist-type symbology and phraseology. So when you go to coffeebreakliberty.com, like I said, in the upper portion of the page, you're going to see all these great items. And what is that? There's some holiday coming up. What is it? 4th of July. Yeah, have a great mug, a new mug, demonstrating your freedom, your love for freedom, on the 4th of July? Whoa, why wouldn't you want that? You want that. You don't want that. You need that. I'm telling you. So when you go to coffeebreakliberty.com, I want you to stick around too on the main page there for about 10 to 15 seconds, and you should get hit with a prompt to sign up for the newsletter. And I'm telling you, sign up for that newsletter, because two things are going to happen. You ain't going to get a newsletter. Don't worry about that. I ain't giving out newsletters like crazy. The second thing that's going to happen is you're going to get right then and there a discount code for 10% off of your first order from the coffeebreakliberty.com store. So once again, go to coffeebreakliberty.com, click on that store tab, and get yourself a mug. So as mentioned in the run-up to the start of the show here, this one is about the debates that happened last night between Trump and Biden. El Presidente and President. Goodness. And now, you know, I'm going to throw some conspiracy theories out there. So if you did not watch it and you have no idea what happened, just look on the internet. You'll see plenty of memes. But essentially, Biden was half asleep during the whole thing, performed poorly, stuttering, slurring words, tripping over himself, unable to complete thoughts, you know, just gaffing all over, you know, using wrong terminology, just making numbers up, just lying straight up. And what kind of ensued after that, it's funny, just the flip that we've seen, you know, 2 days ago, 3 days ago, heck, even the day of, we're hearing about how Biden is just going to, you know, mop the floor with Trump, and this is going to be great, and this is going to be an embarrassment for Trump, et cetera, et cetera. And it was quite the opposite. Trump didn't have to do anything. Everybody tuned in just to watch a really old guy, Biden, just be senile and old. I mean, there's no other way about it. I mean, the guy, he's lost it. You know, he's suffering from some sort of, you know, this is the same guy that doesn't have the mental capacity to stand trial. The government said that. His own doctors said that, and the DOJ said that. He's now the president. He's been the president for some time. And they're finally showing, it's finally showing to even, you know, finally, those that have been lying to themselves and lying to others or whatever, I don't even know if they've been lying to themselves, they've just been lying to others about Biden's mental fitness or whatever terminology you want to use, because we said this years ago, we said this on this podcast, the guy is senile. The guy has lost it. And years ago, and I'm calling them out right now, all those people, years ago, they said, oh, well, no, he used to have a stutter. It's a stutter. That's what it is. You can watch 50 years of this guy in government, never had a stutter, and it's just gotten worse and worse and worse as he's got older. You don't develop a stutter late in life. That's not how that happens. You get old, you start stuttering your words because you're old and you're forgetting what you're saying. That's what happens, and that's what's been going on with Biden for some time. We've talked about it before on this podcast. Mentioned it before, you know, this guy is too old to be president. I'm not one that says there needs to be age limits. I don't think the president should even exist. You know, the office, I think, whatever, that's a whole different thing. Now, I don't think there should be age limits. I don't think there should be term limits either. But this is borderline abuse by Jill Biden, not people call her a doctor like she's some medical doctor. She isn't. She isn't. She has a doctorate in education. Ugh. Anyways, so we just witnessed, I don't know, something embarrassing last night. And now the conspiracy comes. Well, so now this morning and even last night, even after the debates on CNN, MSNBC, some of the other, you know, rags that are always, you know, supporting Biden. Biden does so great, so great. Even then, last night, some of the pundits, talking heads, were raising the alarm. Like, this is a problem. This is a problem. But, of course, you have those that are just ridiculous. I don't know. I don't understand. Like, I get, okay, there's paid shills, but then there's the people that aren't paid to have that opinion. And they still have that opinion that he did a good job. No person in their right mind would have watched that and thought, you know what, Biden did a good job. How could you even say he did a good job? The guy didn't even know he was there half the time. He lied constantly, and I mean, I get it, it's a debate, they're gonna lie, but it was just really ridiculous. One of the lies he said was the Border Patrol had supported his plan and whatever. He used some other terminology. And then the Border Patrol union has a Twitter account, and they were like, no, we want to make clear we have never supported him and we never will. So there was that. There was the one about, what did he say? I've never lost, you know, under my watch, no Americans have died overseas. Totally wrong. Absolutely wrong. Now, I don't hold that really against him. It wasn't the best withdrawal from Afghanistan, sure, but he wasn't the one that put the troops there. That's a different conversation. But, you know, he was wrong, though, clearly, factually, he was wrong about what he said. But I don't even know if he was lying. I think he just forgot. I think if you were to ask him, you would have to jog his memory. You would have to, you know, no, man, like, something happened in Afghanistan, remember? Oh, yeah, you're right. I honestly think he just totally forgot that happened. And that the media on the right used that for some time and is still using it, especially now they're bringing it back up. So we saw it a lot last night on the left, you know, from some, not everybody, but a lot of people were saying, hey, this guy needs to step aside. We're seeing it more today. Today is Friday, the day after, that he needs to step aside. He needs to step down. He needs to do the right thing for America and step down. So somebody else can take his place and beat Donald Trump. Because that is one thing now. He doesn't look like the guy that's going to beat Donald Trump. Not a chance. No way. So they need to get somebody else because they realize it now. This guy is not, he ain't going to do it. There's no way he's going to do it. And now this is where, I can't remember if I talked about it on the podcast. I wasn't doing a lot of podcasts this past spring and over the winter. But I remember it was kind of going around, and it was started by Dave. I don't know if it was started by Dave Rubin, but he was the first one I really heard talk about it a lot, that they were going to replace Biden. When he first said it, I thought that was interesting. I kind of gave it, you know, I was like, man, they might. And then a few weeks went by, I was like, no, there's no way. There's no way they're going to do that. After last night, I'm a lot more on the side of not only are they going to do that, this debate was set up intentionally to give those that wanted Biden out of the way. That's why they did it before the convention. They never do this before the convention. And now Biden wants another one. Now, I will say, I think, you know, they're giving Biden the chance to prove himself, essentially. That's the way I look at it. And he proved last night that he ain't the guy. He's not the guy. Biden said he wants another one because I think he realizes if he's going to be the guy to take on Trump, if the Democrats are going to let him continue to be that guy, he's got to come back and do a lot better job in the next debate. Biden wants another debate. He wants a chance at redemption. And I don't, you know, if he wants to stay president, that's what he's got to do, because I can't imagine the DNC will allow this to go forward. There's no way. They might write, you know, they might be able to write the first one off, but if there's two of them that are like this, pretty much the same song and dance where Biden is just a mess, it ain't going to happen. There's no way. And that is why the Republicans really need to be shaking in their boots. The Republicans need to be worried about the replacement. They don't need to be worried about Biden in a sense. I'm not sure if I'm articulating that well enough, but Biden's going to be done and dusted by Trump in no time. It's almost already over, it seems like. You know, something crazy's got to happen. If Trump went to jail, more people will vote for Trump in jail than if he wasn't. You're going to have a lot more people that maybe would not have voted for him, voted for a third party, but once they see how the justice system has been used against a political opponent, out of anger, a lot of people that would not have voted for Trump, I think, will vote for Trump, especially if he goes to jail. Like, if you take it that much, that one step further, because there's already those people that are going to vote for Trump because the way the justice system was used against them, and that's the only reason. Then if you put him in jail, it's going to be, you're going to have more people, I think, flock to him. How much more, I don't know, but more people, I said, flock to him. So, you know, give him their vote. The Republicans, though, they need to keep their head on a swivel, because the DNC just set up their guy to lose, and they don't like to lose. The DNC will swap him out with one of a few people, I think. Gavin Newsom, Michelle Obama, or Hillary Clinton seem to be the ones that everybody kind of thinks might step into that void, that space. It's not going to be somebody we've never heard of. It's going to be a tried and true, you know, tested name. I don't think it will be Harris. I think that would be even worse. She's disliked more than Hillary Clinton, I think. I think she's despised more than Hillary Clinton. That's my opinion. I know I don't like her. I'll put it that way. So I think it will be probably one of those first three. If they really wanted to do this right, you know, they missed an opportunity with RFK. They really did. I think if the DNC was smart, they would somehow snatch up Robert Kennedy, you know, Robert Kennedy Jr., right? If they could get him to run on the Democrat ticket, there's a lot of people that were going to vote for third party for him already. Now you're going to get all those third party votes. Maybe not all of them, but a lot of them are going to move over. So I think it would be very wise of the Democratic Party to do that, to get RFK and actually don't get Gavin Newsom, don't get Hillary. The best bet, I think, of those three that I mentioned earlier would be Michelle Obama. I mean, she's a likable person. She's charismatic. She's said a few things in the past that haven't been really, you know, got, you know, they haven't been received well. You know, and then the lunch program. But really, generally, she's liked. She's not hated. You know what I mean? She's Gavin Newsom is hated. Hillary Clinton is hated. RFK isn't hated. Michelle Obama, not hated. Kamala Harris, she's hated too. These people are they are disliked a lot. And you never hear anybody say that, oh, I just hate RFK or I hate Michelle Obama. You hear it about those other three people I mentioned, though. You hear it about Biden. I think really the Democrats have a chance to really seize the day here. Pretty much, if you were to beat Trump this time, I think that's it. I don't think he'll run again. And I think you could definitely beat him with RFK. And if you got him to ditch his VP pick and maybe put Michelle on the ticket or vice versa, whatever. If you got those two on the ticket, oh my gosh, it would be, I don't even think it would be close. And that is something I think, like I said, the Republicans really need to be worried about. They need to be worried about this coming out of left field. You know, even if they do replace Biden, I think it's definitely more a possibility than it was. Had you asked me last week, I would have said, nah. Now I'm thinking it's definitely a possibility. If the second debate happens and it goes poorly, I'm like nearly 100% in. There's no way. The second debate happens and he does well, like let's say he does extremely well and actually, you know, is his old self again, then I think that all that talk is gone. So the second debate, I think, does have to happen if Biden wants to kind of keep his position. But even if they do swap him out with a Gavin Newsom, with a Hillary Clinton, with Kamala or Michelle or somebody, so much attention will be put on that. And then, of course, we'll hear about how great all those people are for months. But it will really steal a lot of the spotlight that is on Trump. And I mean, they're already going to do it anyways on CNN and all that stuff. They're already going to do that. But in fairness, not that I'm aware of, I'm not a political historian like that, but I don't think anything like that has ever happened. Somebody may know and they may, you know, send me a message. Oh no, back in such and such has happened. You know, there was a president, blah, blah, blah. But as far as I can remember, that has never happened. Now, sometimes you would have the president not run again. You know, LBJ, he could have ran again and he didn't want to. Carter just lost. You know, I don't recall if Ford actually lost to Carter or not. But as far as I know, it's definitely, you know, in my lifetime, nothing like that has ever happened. Where the sitting president who could run again would be replaced at the DNC, at the national convention. So it would be, and I hate to use this term because we heard it far too much, unprecedented. And it would be. I've never heard of anything like that happening. Like I said, somebody's probably going to know out there, oh no, it's happened once before. Even still. So the Republicans, I think, if they want to win, or, you know, they need to, like, they cannot be resting on their laurels right now. Yeah, you defeated Biden in a debate. Great. You've now given the DNC more cause to swap out Biden for somebody else. And that somebody else might be able to beat Trump. It's something to think about. Something to think about. And before we roll out on this podcast here, there's a sad story that came out of Kentucky this morning, actually. Congressman Thomas Massie's wife, she passed away, unfortunately. And I don't know the gentleman, but I do like a lot of what he does. He's a friend of liberty, if you will. He's the guy that really ticked off Trump in 2020 because he was the one congressman that stood up to COVID and this whole let's print $14 trillion. He was the one congressman that stood up to that and said this is a wrong thing to do. So I really like the guy. I admire what he does up there. I still think government shouldn't exist, but I'd rather have 100 Thomas Masseys up there than anybody else, you know. So I ask that, you know, you just keep that family in your prayers and your thoughts as they go through this difficult time. Like I said, I wouldn't say he's a friend of the podcast because he's never been on the podcast, but we do really like what he does in Congress. All right, folks, before I wrap it up, I want to remind you guys about the affiliate program that I am, well, affiliated with. So if you go to coffeebreakliberty.com in the upper portion of the page next to the store tab, there's an affiliate tab. When you click on that affiliate tab, a page will pop up and it will tell you about Bluehost. Bluehost is the hosting company that hosts this website and podcast, and I have been with them since 2016. Oh my gosh, 8 years. 8 years. So I've been with them for 8 years, and they do a magnificent job. They've stayed up with me at 2 in the morning, my time, to help me sort out an issue that I was having because I was building my first website. And everybody should have their own website. And you should get your website through Bluehost. And you should use my link. Why should you use my link, you ask? Because when you use my link, you're going to get a great rate, great service, and you're going to get free publicity on the podcast, the Twitter account, the Facebook page. You're going to reach thousands of people right away with your new website if you use Bluehost through my affiliate link. So go check it out at coffeebreakliberty.com. Like I said, there's that affiliate tab. Read about it. Additionally, recently I added more affiliates and discount codes and affiliate codes and things like that for a lot of motorcycle gear. So go check that out as well. My sponsors are listed there for the motorcycle racing program. And I don't want to drop the shoe just yet, but a little hint, there will be probably another podcast in parallel to this one talking about motorcycle racing and the motorcycle racing that I'm doing and maybe a little bit of other stuff, but more to follow on that in the future. Also, I ask you guys to give us a like and a follow on Twitter, on Facebook, and then, you know, share the show with a friend. Share with a friend. Give the show a review. We are on Apple. You know, we're on iTunes. We're on Spotify, the big two. We used to be on Google, but Google's gone now. We're on the big two. Go check us out. Share the show with a friend. Tell me what you think. Shoot me a private message. I'll read it. I'll probably tell you you're wrong if you tell me I'm wrong, but that's all right. We'll have fun about it. But until the next time, guys, take care.